Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Pat with North Coast Food Web, cultivating healthy communities and a vibrant economy through food and agriculture. And I'm so excited we have someone with us today who is helping do just that. Joining us is Christina Carey from Grumpy Dog Shrub. You also may know Christina and her husband Larry as owners of North Coast Distilling. Christina, thanks so much for joining us today. Go back to how you guys wound up here.
So Larry was running Hood to Coast, and we drove through Astoria, and it just kind of always stuck in our minds. Larry's kids had moved back to Portland, and we wanted to be closer to the kids, so we just randomly picked Astoria and thought we'd give it a go, and everything worked out, and we bought a house and planted some roots, and here we are.
So how long has the distillery been open now?
2 years in February. So
oh, nice.
We're almost 2 years old.
Yeah. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a really big milestone to get past that first hurdle, that first year, and then moving into the second.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. So let's talk about shrubs.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people out there are going, what the heck is a shrub?
It is basically, the short answer is vinegar and fruit. It's an old world way of preserving fruit. It's a little bit easier to drink than just straight apple cider vinegar, which in itself is really healthy for you.
Yeah. So I've heard a little bit about them really starting kind of as a digestive, which really is how bitters originally started.
Yep. Going back to apple cider vinegar, it helps everything pretty much. Yeah. So yeah, digestive, your pH, everything.
I think that pH thing is so interesting. People don't think about that. If they have heartburn, I think a lot of people's initial reaction is vinegar. Oh my gosh,
yes.
No. But it's actually the opposite,
yes.
Right? It helps balance.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. I get that a lot at the market. They, I have heartburn. I can't taste it. And I don't want to, argue with them. But yeah, it is good for heartburn.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're suffering from heartburn out there, think about using some vinegar, and a shrub is a really tasty way to do it. So fruit and vinegar. Can you talk a little bit about the process of making a shrub?
I do mine a few different ways. Some of mine are fermented to let the natural juices pull out. Some of mine are simmered. And I have a couple that I have to supreme the fruit. Mm-hmm. Which takes a really long time, especially to make a decent-sized batch.
So for people that don't know what that means, talk about what it means to supreme the fruit.
I actually learned this from you. I have to cut all of the peel off, all of the pith off, and just take out that chunk of meat. So it's very time-consuming.
It's a little bit of a tedious, great knife skill, but a little bit of a tedious process. But the fruit that you get from that is really just lovely pieces of fruit.
It is. Yeah. And even after you pull everything, those meat chunks out, they're really good because they've been soaking in vinegar.
Yeah.
You can use them for a lot of things.
Yeah. I remember when I was doing a shrub recipe at home. It had, I think, 3 or 4 different recipes along with it of things to do with the fruit that was left over. And this happened to be a pineapple basil. I don't remember what all the flavors were, but it was making a salsa from the fruit that was left over.
Yes. So. Yeah, I don't like to waste.
Yeah.
So some of the stuff that I do have to throw away, like my tomatillos, I need to start making salsa or something.
Yeah.
I hate to just, discard all that stuff.
Yeah, interesting. That'll be fun to see what other products you can develop. So I'm always curious when somebody starts a business, and I remember talking with Larry in particular when he was getting ready to start North Coast Distilling, because he'd pop by the shop and pick up little bits of things to experiment with different flavors. And I thought that was just so interesting. Wow, this guy is going to start a distillery here in Astoria. So, what was the genesis of starting the distillery first? Let's go there, and then I want to drop down to how'd you get into this? But let's start with a distillery.
Larry started going to classes in different, cities and states, and he got really into it and did a lot of research and just thought it would be, an amazing thing to do, and he's so passionate about it. And he really enjoyed what he was learning, and he decided to move forward, and one thing led to another, and here we are.
That's awesome. So he had a bit of a plan about making spirits.
Yes.
and some passion in there. So talk about how you came to making shrubs. And by the way, I don't know that I said this really intently when I started. Grumpy Dog Shrub is the name of Christina's company. How did you decide you wanted to make and bottle shrubs?
You. I took a class from you. Larry had signed us up, and at the time, I didn't even know what shrubs were. I honestly thought it was just something on plants, which I didn't understand why we were taking a class on it. And when I found out it was vinegar, because I love vinegar, I would drink, you know, apple cider vinegar with just water all the time anyway. And after the class with you, because Larry always thought, oh, these would be great to, you know, pair with spirits, we started playing around with different recipes, and we would sample them in the tasting room for people to try. And it got to a point where, you know, people wanted to buy them, and we weren't selling them. We were just, you know, playing around. Yeah. And people would consistently come back and ask to buy them. So eventually it was just either, you know, we have to stop or we have to move forward.
Yeah.
So we move forward.
I love that, like, especially when you contrast it with Larry, who there was a plan and, you know, he was really mindful in developing this business. And yours was more of a accidental, like, wow, this is something that really is getting some legs. We better do something with this.
Yes.
I love, because I'm a trainer from way back, so learning is really important to me. I love that you took a class in how to make shrubs, and from that, it blossomed into this business. I love that.
Well, I
just
thank
think that's
you
so
for
cool.
That.
Okay, we have our little mutual love affair out of the way now. We'll get back to some serious business here. So you mentioned the tasting room. Where can people find the tasting room, and what hours is it open? And
We have our tasting room in Astoria and now Seaside. In Astoria, we're at 1270 Duane Street. In Seaside, we're on 10 North Holiday. So we're kind of we're in the Gilbert District. Mm-hmm. Our hours are Thursday through Sunday, Thursday and Friday, 3 to 6, Friday, 1 to 6, and Sunday, 12 to 4.
Great.
And I also do the Sunday market. So
which has another week to go.
Yes, one more week.
So once Sunday market is over, people will be able to find you and the shrubs at the two tasting rooms.
Correct.
And we're twisting our arm. We're trying to get them in the shop too. So hopefully that will be another place that you can buy these, because they are absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Yeah, and congratulations on the tasting room in Seaside.
Thank you.
That was not the easiest thing to have happen, but
right.
It's done and you're open, and that's great.
Yes.
Joys of business.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. So I think a lot of our listeners think about maybe from a couple different perspectives, like, wow, that's really cool. Somebody started a business and I've got a recipe. I know this product would be really great. I should be able to take this to market. So I'm wondering if you'd be willing to talk a little bit about that process of identifying what it is you want to sell, the recipe testing, the licensing, just sort of that whole process of what it takes to get a product ready to go to market.
Well, it's kind of easy, kind of complicated, a lot of trial and error. So I basically just, started with, you know, my recipes first and narrowed it down to what I liked. Then, you know.
So how many recipes do you remember? Like, how many recipes did you start with? And
I think I started with about 5.
Uh-huh.
I have about 10 now.
Wow.
Which I don't bottle all of them. I'm still playing with, you know, certain things, and I want to bring back some of the flavors for the fall and a lot of my
stuff.
So
there's
is
some
seasonal.
Seasonality.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, finding my, you know, products that I need, you know, bottles, and, you know, I have to source my bottles, I have to source my labels, coming up with labels. I've had some, you know, difficulty there with, you know, the name of the company, and my bottle was a wrong choice, I guess I would say.
So talk about what the challenge was with the label and the bottle and Grumpy Dog Shrub Company.
The problem was that I had a short bottle. I had put my dog on the label thinking it was cute.
She's a dog lover.
And the name of the company is Grumpy Dog Shrub Company, but everybody would read it as Grumpy Dog Scrub Company. So they would think it was dog shampoo. And so I eventually just had to change everything.
Because I'm sure people were like really curious about, if this is dog shampoo, why are you wanting me to taste it?
Exactly. It didn't matter if people were sampling it in front of them. They still thought it was shampoo. And I don't know why I would sample shampoo, but
especially my taste, right?
Yes.
That's not a quality I look for in my shampoo. I don't know. So I love that story. I think it's so great. But that's part of what goes into developing your business. There is a little bit of trial and error with it. You know, is this going to work? And how is the public going to perceive this?
Exactly.
And when you have a product like a shrub, which for a lot of people is still a little confusing, like, a shrub is a plant. Drinking vinegar? What?
Right. Yeah. Why would you drink vinegar? And I love vinegar. So I love to make, you know, I like my shrubs with just seltzer water if I'm not making a cocktail with them. But, you know, some of my flavors are really fun to cook with. You know, my tomatillo jalapeno is definitely my most popular just because you can do so much. And I had originally started that one for Bloody Marys. And then started playing around and, you know, cooking with it, and fish tacos, oysters, chili, salad dressing. My family back in Illinois actually started making their own because they love it on salads so much. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper for them just to make it themselves than me send them a bunch of bottles. So that's been interesting.
So it is indeed a product that someone could make in their own kitchen if they chose to do so and do a little research and find some recipes or create your own flavors.
Yes. Yeah. And I do get that a lot. People will ask me, you know, oh, I, you know, made shrubs at home, but they didn't turn out. And I'm always welcome to help. You know, email me, call me. I can help you.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of those flavors. What do you have available right now? Or maybe what's coming up for fall?
My fall flavors, I'm bringing back my orange ginger, autumn apple, and my cranberry.
Nice.
So those will be added. My grapefruit is out of season. I'll always have my tomatillo jalapeno and my raspberry and my strawberry balsamic.
Beautiful. So I'm going to just do a quick pause here for station identification, and then we'll talk about some things to do with those shrubs. So you're listening to Coast Community Radio this morning, KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5, streaming live at coastradio.org or listening on the TuneIn app on your mobile device of choice. And if you are just joining us this morning, you are listening to Food Talk, and today we are joined by Christina Carey of Grumpy Dog Shrub and North Coast Distilling. And Christina was sharing with us that a shrub is basically vinegar and fruit, and it makes this beautiful, not as acidic vinegar as a traditional vinegar. It's more fruit-forward because of all the fruit and other ingredients that are in there. And she was describing some wonderful flavors. And I think it would be great to talk a little bit about some of the different ways that people can use the shrubs. And you mentioned, I'm curious, particularly about cooking with them. Like, let's say that tomatillo jalapeno, what are some of your favorite things to do with that?
I actually like to marinate chicken or fish in it. Not my intention originally to cook with them so much. It just sort of turned out that way. Especially with the tomatillo jalapeno, you know, with the fish, any kind of fish, you know, fish tacos, the oysters,
That sounds good.
You know, you can drizzle it over the oysters. I really, that's my most fun one that I have, especially to cook with. I didn't realize there was going to be so much that you could, you know, experiment with. The orange ginger is also really nice with fish.
Yeah.
Those are my two top fish ones.
So I was just thinking about that tomatillo jalapeno and oysters. If you think about what is the traditional mignonette? Is it mignonette? Mm-hmm. The champagne, mignonette, the champagne vinegar and a little shallot, which is a really wonderful way to garnish fresh oysters. And so I'm thinking about that with the tomatillo jalapeno in its place, and that sounds absolutely delicious. A little bit of tart and spice in
there. Exactly.
Beautiful, beautiful. So for people that really are unfamiliar with shrubs, Like, how do you talk to people about how to use a shrub? Like, do you just drink it straight? Do you mix it?
You use it as a mixer. You only use a little bit, goes a long way. So my preference that I always go to when I'm talking to people is seltzer water, club soda, tonic water, you know, something bubbly. I also discovered that they're really nice with ginger beer, which doesn't have any alcohol in it.
Oh, huh.
Kind of discovered that one on accident. And then, of course, if you want to make a cocktail, you know, you can make cocktails with them. It is kind of nice to have them in the tasting room, especially if somebody comes in with a spouse or a friend that doesn't drink. They're still part of an experience of tasting mm-hmm. without it having to be alcohol.
That's great. I love that. That's another thing I think is so wonderful. And I know Linda, who works with us at the shop, talks about this in terms of people that don't drink. It's a way to have a beverage that looks really beautiful, looks special, tastes great, and it's not a sugary soft drink or
yes.
just a plain glass of water or a plain glass of soda.
Yes. Yeah, it's a nice alternative.
Yeah, that's great. Any flavors that you're working on that we can look forward to?
I've been working on a blueberry sage.
Ooh.
However, my first batch I didn't care for, so I'm still working on tweaking that one.
Yeah. What was it that wasn't to your satisfaction?
I think my portions weren't right, so it was more vinegary than pulling out that blueberry flavor that I wanted, and the sage didn't really come through either, so it's just a matter of figuring out, you know, maybe start with a smaller batch and then work my way up to try to tune that one in.
I think that's got to be such, like to me, that just seems really challenging to develop the flavor profiles, like to even think about, okay, I want this and this together, and then to figure out, okay, so how's the flavor going to pull out of this particular fruit, flavor and color? I'm sure that's part of it because
yes.
eye appeal is really important.
Yes.
And then what are you mixing it with, and does that enhance, you know, can you taste that or does it detract from? To me, that just feels like a constant trial and error kind
it is.
Of thing.
Yeah. It is. It takes a while when I start one to, you know, tune it where I want it. And the tomatillo was one, you know, I wanted a certain amount of heat and a certain amount of the tomatillo flavor and a certain amount of the vinegar. So I had to try and, you know, see how each batch turned out until I, you know, got it where, and, you know, taking notes each time and get it where I want it.
And I would imagine when you make a batch and you're tasting it and it tastes a certain way and then you bottle it, I would expect that it changes a bit. Like, does heat vary or?
I haven't had any problems with that.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that seems like that could be a challenge if you had a bunch of bottles that tasted different than what you thought it was going to taste. So
right.
good to know that that's not a problem in the quality control yeah. process.
Don't make me worry.
She's going to be leaving here and going and opening a bottle and tasting it. What's your inspiration for coming up with flavor combinations?
Kind of my own flavor palette. I also do keep in mind the liquors that we do, the spirits, to see what would go with what. We really like our raspberry drinking vinegar with our lemon ginger vodka. And we do a signature cocktail out of that one. So I do try to keep that in mind.
Lovely.
Like if I have something, you know, spirit-wise that we want to pair it with, you know, I kind of keep that in mind.
Yeah. So when you mix a drink like that, because that sounds absolutely gorgeous, both in terms of taste and I'm envisioning how it looks in the glass. What kind of portions do you use? Like how much vodka to how much?
I would do 1 ounce of the vinegar, so you're not overpowering your cocktail, 2 ounces of the spirit, and then I would add my seltzer water or club soda or tonic water, whatever I'm working. It depends on the cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds delicious and absolutely beautiful. So if you'll remind listeners where they can find Grumpy Dog Shrub. And if there's a website that people can go to?
I do have a website. It's grumpydogshrub.com. And we sell our products out of the two tasting rooms, one here in Astoria at 1270 Duane, and our second location now in Seaside at 10 North Holiday.
Great. So people get out there and take a look, and you're at the market for one more week.
One more.
Counting the days until market is over. I know that's a tremendous amount of work to haul your product out there and set up and do tastings with people and and then tear it all down and put it away and do it again the following week.
Well, luckily I have Larry to do all that.
It's good to have help where you can get it.
Yes.
So I keep thinking about shrubs because I know we get asked that question a lot. Like, sometimes people think, well, I've never heard of that. Is this a new thing? And really, shrubs do, I don't think we've talked about this yet. Shrubs have really been around for a long time. Do you know some of the history of shrubs?
Oh, it dates way back. I know that shrub is an old Arabic word to drink. Mm-hmm. And I know that it became really popular back in Prohibition. So people still felt like they were drinking something.
Yeah.
I've also heard that they used to give it to the troops because it would keep them healthy. So they would give them a shot every day of drinking vinegars.
Oh, wow.
Because the apple cider vinegar, it's super healthy for you.
Yeah.
So it's got a long history.
Yeah. And they seem to be having a resurgence in popularity. I know the restaurant Pock Pock in Portland probably 4 or 5 years ago started making a line of drinking vinegars, because my understanding is in Asian countries, they are so popular, and there's actually bars that have like a keg of vinegar, like we might have a keg of beer, and people go in and order their flavor of drinking vinegar. So it's a lot more popular in other countries, may seem a bit new to us, but
right,
really has been around for a long time. And I don't know if this is true or not, and maybe you know something about this, the prohibition thing with drinking vinegars being really popular. A, it was a great way to preserve fruit that you had and extend the season of that. But I also heard that that's how club soda got its name.
Oh.
That before that, it was just called soda. And because people were coming into clubs and having a drink that had this soda and this vinegar, they started calling it club soda.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it sounds like one of those really good stories,
right,
that I just keep telling people. So I'm going to stick with that one. So you feel free to tell that to people, too.
Yeah, it sounds right.
As if you heard it on really good authority, right? It sounds very true. So I know you and Larry are crazy busy with the distillery and Grumpy Dog Shrub and dogs and kids and two tasting rooms now.
Yes.
What's the expansion plan?
We're allowed 5 tasting rooms. So once we get Seaside situated, then we will try to open in Portland.
Oh,
so we'll expand
sweet.
To Portland.
Yeah.
After that, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure at this point it's enough to just think, we've got Seaside open. And
exactly. We have the doors open. We just hired our first employee just last week, so we're super excited to have some help. So
yeah, that's great. And that's a really daunting first step, is that.
Yes.
A site that's a distance from you and having an employee there and all the things that entails. And will people talk about your product with the same passion that you do?
Right. Well, and we got really lucky. We've been friends with him for forever. And so he moved out from California. And so, you know, he's family.
Oh, that's great.
So that
great.
Makes it really nice.
Yeah, that helps immensely.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, we're so excited to have you join us on the show this morning and talk more about shrubs. I'm really excited to have people experience shrubs or drinking vinegars, if you will, or I guess sometimes called switchels. And I'm not sure. I think there's a little bit of a difference in a switchel than a shrub or a drinking vinegar, but they go by all kinds of different names. If you've not experienced a shrub yet, really encourage you to give it a try. If you want to make them at home, it really is a great, fun project. And I know Christina was talking about the class that we did at the shop, and it was a class on making shrubs, and there were about 6 people there. And I love that a business has sprouted from that class. I just think that's the coolest thing. I also know there were a couple people in that class who are making their own shrubs at home.
Nice.
So it gave them an opportunity to learn how to do something new and tasty and really healthy and delicious. And I love being able to to bring back some of those old ways of doing things and recapturing that. So thank you for your contribution to the local market.
Thanks for
with those beautiful shrubs.
Thanks for having that class. Yeah. It's exciting.
Yeah. And speaking of classes, I want to remind everyone that North Coast Food Web's kitchen, our community teaching kitchen, is up and running. We kicked off with our first class there last Saturday. It's part of a basic technique series. It is a 5-week long program, if you will, from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. And we started off with basic knife skills, and then we're moving into cooking with fish and braising and poaching and eggs and stocks and sauces and soups and so all kinds of things. We do have some seats still available in that series. So if you're interested in brushing up some skills, learning some new skills, or maybe you really are not at all comfortable in the kitchen and you want to learn something new, check out the website website northcoastfoodweb.org. You'll find a calendar on there that lists the classes we have available. You can learn to make pasta. You can learn to make pie, basic cooking techniques. There'll be a spice class coming up and lots more as we go forward. So please do check out northcoastfoodweb.org. Get signed up for some cooking classes. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the next budding entrepreneur in Astoria. So thanks again, Christina, for joining us. And a shout out to Larry. I don't think he's listening this morning because he is on his way to or from Portland. So sorry he couldn't be here with us. But lovely to talk with you about shrubs.
Thank you.
And thanks to our engineer, Marianne, this morning. And thanks to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about food on the North Coast. Stickin'.